Let us all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 293. Sing hymn 293. Oh Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break the heavy eye, the cards of the before. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, look down from thy throne in the skies and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself and whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, for this I most humbly and pray. I will blessed Lord at thy crucified feet. By faith for my cleansing I see thy blood flow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Jesus, I long was I patiently wait. Come now and live in me a new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never said no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, tonight, for our family altar, we will read Psalms number 51. We will read Psalms number 51. In the name of Jesus, I read, Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only I have sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O God, and the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would have given it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. By your favor, do good to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the righteous sacrifice. In burnt offering and whole burnt offering, then young bulls will be offered on your altar. So here we can see, this is the content of Psalms number 51. Let us first refer to the superscription. So these psalms is for the choir director. We have already mentioned, explained before. So these psalms is to be added to the collection of works to be used by the choir director in Israel worship services. And then this is a Psalms of David. And the superscription here say, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. So here, in this superscription, this is a Psalms of David. And we know the background to why he wrote this psalm. So this is a Psalm of David when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. So this event is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1 to chapter 12 verse 23. So the event of how David sinned, and then how he actually transgressed at least 3 out of the 10 commandments to covet after other people's wife, and then committed adultery, and then also committed, in a way, murder. So this is a Psalms of David. And this Psalms, it is a penitential psalm. This is a penitential psalm. Out of 7 penitential psalms, so this is one of the psalms. They're all together, so-called 7 penitential psalm. So this is a penitential psalm, a psalm of David. These psalms, we can see, it tells us concerning confession and then forgiveness of sin. We see here David's humble prayer for forgiveness and cleansing. We can see the prayer of a contrite sinner. Okay, now let's see this whole Psalms number 51. Let us discuss the introduction, verses 1 and 2. So this is an introduction. We can see this is David's prayer for himself. That is to say, he was praying that the Lord, in his mercy and graciousness, to grant pardon. Okay, let's see, verse 1. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. So here we can see this repeated words, synonyms. Here in verse 1, we can see transgression. Verse 2, we can see iniquity and then sin. So here, David, he has committed transgression, iniquity, sin. So he was calling upon this God. So this God to be gracious, merciful. This God is a loving God, praying for God's loving kindness. And then he was also praying that God manifests his greatness of his compassion. So he was praying for God's mercy, God's loving kindness, God's compassion. And then he was calling upon God to blot out his transgression. Here we can see it gives us the image of that there is this papyrus scroll on which God had recorded David's deeds. So this imagery of God's keeping records of the event in his realm, in the way that the earthly king also keep records. So God kept record of David's deeds. And then here, of course, David committed transgression. So he was calling God to blot out the transgression. This imagery to blot out whatever that the Lord has written, especially this sin, to blot it out from the papyrus scroll, the recordings. And then here he also say to wash him, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. So picture to us as a filthy garment, to wash the garment, this filthy garment, clean. And then he say, cleanse me from my sin. So calling upon the Lord to make him clean in God's sight. So in this verse 1, verse 2, we can see David's prayer. He prayed for himself, asking God to grant his merciful, gracious pardon for his sin. Now let's move on to the next part. Verses 3 to 6. So here we can see his confession of sin. So here he acknowledged his sin. For I know my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. So he is guilty. He knows that he has sinned. And that was for against you, you only I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Here, of course, in sinning, in doing wrong, he has hurt not only God, but he has also hurt and wronged others. The point here is that God is the ultimate judge for all sin. What more, thus harming others is given not less weight, but even more. So this God who is a righteous judge, he is a judge of all sin. So when David says, against you, you only I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Of course, in doing wrong, he has hurt others. But the point here he wants to stress is that ultimately God is the one who will judge all sin. And then he especially violated the specific covenant stipulation of God, the Ten Commandments. Just now we have mentioned he has transgressed at least 3 out of the Ten Commandments. And then, verse 5, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. So here, David acknowledged the sinful nature in man, in himself. There's no excuse for to excuse himself from the sin. So he acknowledged the sinful nature in himself. And then verse 6, that is to say, behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom. So here we can see that David, he has acted absolutely contrary to what God desire and what God has been teaching. Because verse 6 says, you desire truth and then you will teach wisdom. That is, he has acted absolutely contrary to what God desires and what God has been teaching him in the inner being. But then it is also just this desire of God and his teaching, the teaching of God that are his hope. So he wants to continue this desire. Desire of God to have the heart of God. But it is just this desire of God and this teaching of God that is his hope. So he will turn to this. And then here, of course, what God desire is truth. That is to say the moral integrity. That the Lord continue to teach him a heart, to have a heart of wisdom. So here we can see this part, verses 3 to 6. So we see his confession of sin. Let us move on to the next part, verses 7 to 9. Here we can see the renewed prayer for pardon. The renewed prayer for pardon, verses 7. Purify me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. So here we can see his renewed prayer for pardon. Now let's move on to verses 10 to 12. Verses 10 to 12. Here we can see his prayer for purity. His prayer for purity. Verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. So here we can see his prayer for purity. We know that how this David, he's the anointed king. So God's spirit that anointed him to be king. And this spirit is upon him to fulfill and to accomplish God's work. As long as whenever he continued to serve as king, therefore, this spirit of anointment will be upon him. So here we can see David's prayer recalls the rejection of Saul. How Saul was rejected. And then the spirit of God departed from Saul, the spirit of anointment. So here, David's prayer recalls the rejection of Saul. And then he pleads for God not to take away his spirit by which he had equipped and qualified him for this royal office. So David here was so afraid that the Lord would reject him. So he pleaded that the Lord do not cast him away from his presence, do not take his spirit from him. But then to restore to him the joy of deliverance and sustain him with a willing spirit. And most important, to create in him a clean heart, to renew a steadfast spirit within him. So here we can see his prayer for purity, for a pure heart, a steadfast spirit, so that he can continue to be found favor in the Lord, can continue to serve as the king. Let us now see the next part, verses 13 to 17. Verses 13 to 17. Here we see the vow to praise. The vow to praise. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise. For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. So here we can see the vow to praise. His praise for God's forgiveness and purification will accompany by instruction for sinners. So truly, if God forgive, purify, so he will continue to instruct, to teach sinners the ways of God. And then in verse 14, that is to say, if God will only forgive, so praise will follow. And then if the Lord grant forgiveness and cleansing that he seek, if the Lord forgive, then his lips can be opened, his mouth can continue to praise God, to thank God, and then he will declare God's mercy, graciousness, loving kindness, compassion to others. And then he very clearly understand that most important, it is the matter of the heart. The heart that truly grieve, the heart that is penitent, the heart that is repentant. Because the Lord does not delight in sacrifice, otherwise he would have given it. The Lord is not pleased with burnt offering. What the Lord actually wants is the heart, the sacrifice of a broken heart, the contrite spirit. And then the last part here we can see his prayer for Zion. That is to say, the well-being of the king and the city stand or fall together. So here, he not only pray for himself, but he also pray for Zion. And then here we can see, but your favor, do good to Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem, so to guide, to lead, to protect his people. And then here, then you will delight in righteous sacrifices, in burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then young bulls will be offered in your altar. Then the penitent members, they can continue to embrace God's covenant. They can continue to worship according to what is specified in the law. So here we can see this Psalms 51 is a penitential Psalms. The situation that led to the Psalms was very personal, David's sin. The Psalms in its current form is well suited to be a hymn by which the members of the worshipping congregation confess their own sin. So this psalm enables its singer to appeal to God's own gracious, merciful character as ground for their cry for forgiveness. So for us, very important today. So this psalm is very relevant. Most important, we must reflect. And then like verse 3 says, I know my sin. My sin is ever before the Lord. And then verse 17, what God wants is the heart, the broken spirit, a contrite heart. The Lord will not despise us. And then very important, verse 10, ask the Lord to create in us a clean heart, to renew a steadfast spirit within us. So this is a penitential psalm. It teaches us, the congregation, to confess our sin. We give thanks to our Lord. Now we shall pray, ask for peace, ask for God's blessing. In the name of Jesus, we will all pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Kata 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 k
Kıtı 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 kıtı.
Amen. Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family altar, tonight ends here. God bless. Peace be unto you all. Amen.